The to-do list for the abandoned train station is filled with a lot of work, from electrical to solar panels to repairing the roof. Lots of roof. It doesn't anytime soon include turning the heat back on, and that showed yesterday. When New York Central ran the place, it burned 6 tons of coal an hour. For yesterday's political show celebrating major electrical work, speakers wore coats and hats and gloves to talk about the importance of the landmark on the city's east side. Central Terminal Restoration's Vice Chairman Paul Lang says the public will see the building very differently.
The most iconic or the most visible part of the project has obviously been the lighting of the tower. From the kind of the crown down, really allows us to accent or highlight some of the architectural features and really brings the building back to be a beacon of the east side. It's visible from the thruway, from the city, from the suburbs, really kind of draws attention to this area.
For State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, it reminded her of growing up nearby with that building, the skyline. And for Councilmember David Fronczyk, it's a sign of the neighborhood coming back. Both have put public money into saving and restoring the train station. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.